Welcome back to the OU Shnai Mikra series and our study of Parshat Vayeshev. This is Menachem Liptag. In today's shir, we study Shvi, the seventh Aliyah, beginning with Perek Mem, chapter 40, with the opening Pasuk. Vahi achar hadvarim ha'ele. After these previous events, obviously referring to when Yosef found himself in prison after the incident with the wife of Potiphar, and not only was he in prison, but he found favor in the eyes of the person running that prison, the Sarat Tabachim. Two new prisoners are going to arrive in that jail, which are going to change Yosef's life. Chatu mashkem melech Mitzrayim v'ha'ofe la'adonehem lemelech Mitzrayim. The butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, they did something wrong to the master of the king of Egypt. What precisely they did wrong, Rashi quotes two midrashim. From the continuation of the story, it appears that it's not clear whether or not they're guilty. And while their case is being considered, they're in jail in the meantime, unsure of what their fate will be. Pasuk bet. Vayksuf Paro al shnei sarisav. Paro became very angry at these two officials. A saris here means a high official in the king's court. Later on, some of these high officials were castrated because the king was afraid that these people would become too intimate with their wives. Therefore, later on in Hebrew, sometimes a saris means a person who was castrated. However, most of the time in Tanakh, a saris is simply a high official working for the king. So Paro became angry at these two high officials. Al sar hamashkim v'al sar ha'ofim. Now we don't simply call them the butler and the baker, but now this is the minister in charge of all the drinks of the king, and also the minister in charge of all the bakers. If we take a look at the three ministers that we've seen so far in the last two chapters, we have Sarat Tabachim, who Rashi explained was the chief butcher, and now we have Sar HaMashkim and Sar HaOfim. It seems like Paro has surrounded himself with three ministers in charge of his diet. Of course, it could be he had hundreds of ministers, and these were only a small group, but you definitely get the impression that food was very important to the king. On the other hand, there may be a different reason why these people were so important. The person called Sar Mashkim, who was in charge of giving drinks to the king, it might not simply be a technical job of pouring drinks for the king, but when someone drinks with somebody else, they usually talk ideas, and it very well may be that the Sar Mashkim is the chief advisor to the king, because when the king has to make important decisions for his kingdom, he discusses that with the person that pours him the drinks. In the same way, the Sar Ofim may also be an important position, because when the chief baker brings him his food, most likely he'll be discussing with him different issues of the government as well. Therefore, these two positions may not necessarily be culinary experts, but rather chief advisors to the king of Egypt. Pasuk Gimel, Vayiten otam b'mishmar, he put these two officials under safekeeping until the outcome of the verdict would be decided. And where did he keep them? Beit Sar HaTabachim el Beit HaSohar, in the house of the Sar HaTabachim, which seems to be a high security jail for royal prisoners. Makom asher Yosef asur sham, the same jail where Yosef was imprisoned, these two high officials now arrive. Vayivkot Sar HaTabachim et Yosef itam, vayisharet otam, vayu yamim b'mishmar. The Sar HaTabachim appointed Yosef in charge of them. Because Yosef was the most trusted prisoner in this jail, the Sar HaTabachim put him in charge of taking care of these two high officials. Vayu yamim b'mishmar. There's an argument among the commentators, what does yamim here refer to? Sometimes in Tanakh, yamim can mean even a year. However, yamim can also mean several days. In the context, it seems more likely that this was simply several days, because it seems like they were put into jail until their case came before the king. Pasakeh. Vayachamu chalom shnehem. Both of these officials had a dream. Ish chalomo v'layla echad. Each one had their own separate dream on the same night. Ish kipitron chalomo hamashkeh v'hofeh asher lemelech Mitzrayim aser asurim b'veit ha'sohar. For some reason, this pasuk is very precise in regard to who had this dream, but the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were in the same jail together with Yosef, each had a very interesting dream that begged interpretation. V'yavo alehem Yosef aboker, Yosef, who was in charge of taking care of their needs, came to them in the morning. V'yar otam v'inam zoafim. And when he saw them, he noticed they were very upset and distraught, and immediately asked them, what's going on? V'yishal et sarisei paro, asher ito b'mishmar beit adonav lemor, madu apneichem ra'im hayom. So he asked these two officials of Pharaoh, who were with him in jail, why do you look so worried today? Why are you so upset? V'yemru elav, chalom chalabnu, upoter enoto. And they told him, we had a dream, both of us, and we have no one to interpret it. Either they asked other inmates in regard to the dream and no one had an answer, or because they're in jail, they don't have the ability to go to experts in dream interpretation. Either way, Yosef responds to them immediately. V'yomer alehem Yosef, Halo le'elohim pitronim sapru nahli. Are not the interpretations of dreams to God? Please tell me. Now this phrase that Yosef says, Halo le'elohim pitronim, there's a wide range of opinions in regard to what that means. Ibn Ezra explains that Yosef is trying to convince them they have nothing to lose by asking him for his opinion on these dreams, because no matter what he says, it's up to God anyhow. The only thing Yosef can do is probably give him a little insight of what's going on, but they shouldn't think for a minute that if Yosef gives one interpretation, that might affect what will happen. So Yosef tells him, don't worry, no matter what, God will decide the outcome of this dream, and what I'm telling you is simply some inside advice, but not binding. Ramban disagrees with that interpretation, and he claims Yosef is trying to convince them that he has the ability to interpret dreams because of his closeness to God. There may be another way to understand Yosef's statement of Halo Elohim Pitronim in relation to how Yosef has used the word Elohim up until now. As we explained in our previous shiurim, when someone does something unethical and goes against what God would expect from man's behavior, we call that a chatat l'Elohim, a sin against God. For example, when Potiphar's wife made advances to Yosef, he responded to her and said, if I did something, it would be a chatat l'Elohim, it would be a sin to God. He's not referring to the God of Israel, but rather to the universal concept of God. If Elohim is referring to a concept of a universal God, and that man can be punished for wrong behavior, then it could be that Yosef is implying to them that when a person dreams, there might be something godly about their dream. Not necessarily prophecy, but when a person dreams, it relates to his very being, something that psychologists and psychiatrists are very well aware of. And in regard to the question of whether the butler and the baker really did something wrong, it could be in their dreams, they'll already have an indication if they're going to be found guilty or innocent. So Yosef suggests, let me listen to their dream, and maybe if he hears their details, he can help with their interpretation. Pasuk Tet. Vayisaper Sar Mashkim et Chalamo LeYosef. The Sar Mashkim told over his dream to Yosef. Vayomer Lo, and he told him as follows: B'chalomi, in my dream, v'hine gefen lefanai, and behold, there was a grapevine right in front of me. Pasuk Yod. U'vagefen shlosha sarigim, and in this grapevine that was in front of me, I saw three branches. V'hi chaforachat al tanitza hivshilu ashkoloteha anavim, and as it was budding, immediately it began to blossom. And right away, all of its grapes became ripe. This is a process that usually takes several weeks or several months as the grapevine slowly begins to give its fruit. And in his dream, he saw that entire process happening immediately. V'chos paro b'yadi, and I was holding the goblet of Pharaoh in my hand. V'kach et anavim, I took these grapes that grew so quickly. V'schatutam v'chos paro, and I squeezed them into Pharaoh's goblet. V'tein et akos akav paro, and then I gave this goblet directly into the hand of Pharaoh himself. Vayomer lo Yosef, Yosef, after hearing this dream, told him, Ze pitrono, this is its interpretation, Shoshet hasarigim, shoshet yamim him. These three branches represent 3 days. Bot shoshet yamim, in 3 days' time, Yisa parot roshecha, Paro is going to lift up your head, Vashivcha al kanecha, he's going to return you to your original position. Venatata chos paro biyado, and you'll continue once again to put Pharaoh's cup into his hand. Kamishpat harishon asher hayita mashkeu. Just like before, you're going to return to your original position and become his chief butler. Now Yosef adds a little comment of his own. Pasuk Yodalad. Kim zchartani itcha. But please, I want you to remember me. Kashir itavlach. When things go good for you and you return to your position, don't forget me. Vasita na imadi chased. And do kindness with me. Viskatani aparo, in any of your discussions with Pharaoh, because you're his chief butler and you discussed big issues with him, I want you to remind Paro about my existence and where I am. Votzeitani min habaitase, and help me get out of this house, help me get out of jail. Yosef will try now to explain to the butler why he should be more sympathetic to his situation, because the butler, just like Yosef, was accused of a crime that he did not commit, but justice was done and he was returned to his position. Yosef is now going to explain to the butler that he is in a very similar position, and he also deserves to be freed. Pasuk Tedvav, Ki gunov gunavti me'eretz ha'ivrim, I was stolen from the land of the Hebrews. V'gam po lo asiti mu'uma, and even here, when I was in Egypt, I did nothing wrong. Ki sama oti babor, they put me into this prison, or into this pit. In ancient times, the prisons weren't fancy buildings, but rather they were old caves, very similar to a pit. And therefore Yosef is telling him, terrible injustice has been done to me. Therefore he pleads with him, please remember me as well, and speak on my behalf to the king. As we mentioned before, in Ashir Anshlishi, this statement of Yosef, ki gunov gunafti, helps support our explanation that it was the Midianim who took him out of the pit and sold him, and the very manner in which he was sold was an act of thievery by these merchants, and not a planned sale by his brothers. Pasuk Tetzayin. Vayar sar ha'ofim ki tov batar. The sar ha'ofim saw that the sar ha'mashkim got a good interpretation. Vayomer el Yosef, af ani b'chalumi. He told Yosef, I also had a dream, and in my dream, v'hinei shlosha sarei chori aroshi. In my dream, I saw three woven baskets on my head. The description of these baskets, sarei chori, has many different interpretations. Some people say it's referring to what was inside the basket, referring to a certain type of high-quality baked goods inside those baskets. Some commentators explain that it's referring to woven baskets because baked goods need to have a lot of air. Either way, on his head he was carrying three baskets, one on top of the other. On the top basket, there was a wide arrangement of all different kinds of baked goods. But in my dream, the birds were eating from the baked goods that were on top of the basket on my head. Yosef answered and said, this is the interpretation. These three baskets are again referring to 3 days. In 3 days' time, Paro is going to lift up your head from you, meaning you're going to be decapitated, and he's going to hang you on a tree. And the birds are going to come and eat your flesh after you've been executed. And it came to pass 3 days later, Yom Huledet et Paro, just happened to be Paro's birthday. Yosef was most likely very well aware that in 3 days' time there's going to be a celebration, and that probably helped him with his interpretation. Some commentators say that it wasn't Paro's birthday, but rather it was the birthday of his oldest son, who was going to be the next Paro after him. Pharaoh made a party for all the servants. In the middle of the celebrations, he summoned the Sar HaMashkim and Sar HaOfim to give them the verdict. Pasach Chaf Aleph. Vayashev et Sar HaMashkim HaMashkeu Vayten HaKos Al Kaf Paro. The Sar HaMashkim was returned to his original position as the chief butler for Pharaoh. Vet Sar HaOfim Tala. But the Sar HaOfim, the baker, he was hung. Kashir Patar Lehem Yosef. Just like Yosef interpreted the dreams, that's what happened. Nonetheless, Velo Zachar Sar HaMashkim et Yosef Veshkecheu. Despite Yosef's pleading that the Sar HaMashkim would remember him and speak something good to Pharaoh to get him out of jail, Sar HaMashkim went back to his job. He totally forgot Yosef's special request. Yosef remains in jail, and only later, after Pharaoh has his famous dream, is the Sar HaMashkim going to remember what Yosef did. This ends Parshat Vayeshev. We're in the middle of a story that's going to continue in Parshat Miketz with Pharaoh's dreams. As we're going to see, after Yosef gained so much experience in interpreting the dreams of the Sar HaMashkim and Sar HaOfim, and later the dreams of Pharaoh, he's going to return many years later and be able to reinterpret his own dreams and realize that all the children are chosen, he's part of the chosen family, it's his job to become the leader, and the book will end as Yosef makes every effort to unite the tribes of Israel and provide leadership during their difficult time in Egypt and prepare them to later become the nation that will return to the land of Israel and become God's special nation. Wishing all of you a Shabbat Shalom and continued Hatzlacha in your study of Torah.